Today, of course, is Septuagesima Sunday. It is the beginning of preparation for the season of Lent. In the eyes of the Church, and hopefully in our own eyes as well, Lent is the best and the most important time of the whole year. The best part of the year is not our birthday or Christmas or when we go on vacation. It's not when we get our annual bonus from work either. No, the best part of the year is the part that is best for our souls, the one in which we do the most supernatural good and when we gain the most merit. That means that the best part of every year, by that standard, is the 6 weeks from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday. If we had to choose, or if we were given a choice when we would die, suppose God told us that we would die within the next 365 days, starting today, but we could choose when it was going to be, when would we choose? Would we choose to die on after Thanksgiving, after we've had a big feast and a big party, like a pagan might? No, I think most of us would probably want to die around the end of Lent. Maybe on Holy Saturday, after we have attended all the beautiful ceremonies of Holy Week and we have spent the last 40 days praying and doing penance. So what does that tell us? That tells us that obviously Lent is the best time of year for our souls. It's the time that brings us the closest to God. And since our souls are our most precious possessions, that means that Lent is the most valuable time of the whole year. But in order to make the most of it, like anything else, it requires careful planning and preparation. It requires us to get into the right mindset and to get used to the idea of changing our habits and preparing for our mortifications and thinking about what we want to accomplish in this season of Lent. What bad habits we want to break, for example, or what spiritual books we want to read. Hopefully read all the way through, cover to cover. And it takes a certain amount of time for those ideas to sink in and for us to make those plans, especially because for a while now we've had a lot of celebration for a while because of Christmas and the Epiphany and those beautiful feasts. So we need an adjustment period. So the Church, in her wisdom and her understanding of human nature, has scheduled a little period of planning and preparation for this holy season, and that is the season of Septuagesima that begins today. So we should use this time for that purpose, to prepare our souls for the holy season of Lent, so that it won't be just a complete shock when it begins, and so that we can profit as much as possible from these 40 precious days that are approaching, that are the most precious days of the whole year. Now, the Church starts us off in this season of preparation with a gospel that warns us about the sin of idleness. Of course, the main sin of idleness that we need to be careful about, that we need to be shaken out of right now, is spiritual idleness. Even people who work very long hours at their jobs or in their duties of state of life can be spiritually very idle people. And unfortunately, we usually live lives that are, to some extent or another, careless of eternity. We forget easily about why we're here on earth. We forget that this life was not given to us here to have fun or to gain the respect and the admiration of others, or to accumulate as many of the things of this world as we can. No, we are here to save our souls, first of all, and secondly, to gain as much merit to enjoy in heaven and to give as much honor to God as we can. And how many people, even good Catholics, are idle in this respect? How many people could our Lord say right now, "Why stand you here idle?" Today we should think about that and try to make up for the time that we've lost, the time that we have spent in idleness in the past, by using the time that we still have remaining, however much it might be, and we don't know. It should be something surprising and shocking to us to think about someone being placed on this earth for a brief period of time in order to prepare for himself for eternity and to work out his salvation. And who knows this, and yet he still does very little to gain eternity or heaven, who lives in the state of idleness that our Lord condemns, in a state of lukewarmness. We would think that if we understood how precious our time is, especially because we don't know how much we have, we would use every single day trying as hard as we can to earn our eternal reward, to earn heaven. The time that we have on earth is very precious because we will gain an eternal reward for every good action that we perform, assuming we die in sanctifying grace. Every time we spend just, let's say, 15 minutes at night saying the rosary, that will increase our joy and our happiness forever in heaven, assuming we save our souls. That is like an investment in time that will pay off for all eternity. And of course, we are far more likely to save our souls at all if we spend that time saying the rosary. So not only does it increase our joy in heaven, but it dramatically increases the chances that we'll get to heaven to begin with. St. John Chrysostom said very famously that time is worth as much as God. Time is valuable in two ways, in the same way that the value of anything is considered on this earth. The value of something is based, first of all, on how much of it there is, so that the less there is of something, the more people will value it, assuming it's something valuable to begin with. And the other way that the value of something is calculated is according to the good that can be done with it. So, for example, a glass of water is more valuable to someone who is lost in the desert than a diamond ring would be, because he has a much better use to put the water to than he has for the diamond ring. Maybe, on the other hand, someone locked in prison could get more use out of a diamond ring if he could use it to scrape a hole in the wall after many, many years than the water would be. But either way, by both these criteria, time is the most precious resource that we have. If you think about it, what is even the longest life in comparison with eternity? Sometimes we see a story in the news about someone who is 100 years old and they get on TV. And we're always amazed about that. But even then, those people who get on TV for being that old, the time that they have lived is absolutely nothing in comparison with eternity. Eternity has no end, and even 100 years of life in this earth is only a few decades longer than what most people live. Most people who have walked this earth are dead now, and most of them have been dead for centuries, if not millennia. Most of the dead by now have been dead much longer than they were alive. And even for those people, even if people who have been dead for thousands of years, who lived in the ancient past, their time in the next world is only beginning. So even if we knew how much time we had to live on this earth, or even if we knew when we were going to die, that would still mean that we have to use our time as well as we can in spiritual activity, in devotion to God, in a strong prayer life, and in doing good works. But when you think about it, we really have no idea how long we're going to live. And most people die at a time when they don't expect they will. our minds have a sense of denial about death. And even people that have a deadly disease, or a doctor tells them they're going to die soon, they can't really accept it on an intellectual level. But we don't know how much time we have left, and that makes it that more urgent for us to use the time that we have. That is a very frightening thought to think about, but it's something that is very good for our souls. So that makes it all the more shocking to think about someone just wasting their time in this world, as eternity is always approaching. There are all kinds of people that spend their time working as hard as they can to advance their position in this world. And what good does that do them while they're doing nothing for eternity? And when they die, which they don't know when that will be, they will not only lose everything they accumulated here, but they will most likely go to hell. There are several types of people who are idle, several types of idleness, we could say. And we can see which one of those we are to help us plan our Lent. The first class of people are those who lose their time through simple laziness. These are people that do nothing but watch TV all day, or browse the internet, or just sit around and do nothing. And maybe they work barely enough to keep going, or they depend on someone else to support them, or the government to support them, because they're too lazy to support themselves. This is the most extreme form of idleness. And then there is a second class of people who are idle, who actually waste their time spiritually by working too hard, not for the salvation of their soul, but in order to acquire the things of this world. And these are the people that always say, "Well, I wasn't able to say the rosary because I was so busy at work that I didn't have time to say it, or I was too tired after a long day at work." And they think that that's a sufficient answer. And it is not. The response to that is that they are working too much at their job if it prevents them from taking care of their soul. And then even worse than this is parents who neglect the spiritual education of their children. Parents who don't help their children study their catechism questions, who don't drill them in their answers in the evening because they say, "Well, I'm too tired from work. I had a long day." And if parents neglect their most important duty to take their children to Mass and to teach them their catechism, then they are seriously neglecting their duty. And then the children will grow up at not knowing their faith, and most likely will lose their souls, and then the parents will be held accountable for that. Scripture says that people like this will say at the end, when they are condemned to hell, they will say, "We wearied ourselves in the way of iniquity." What a terrifying quote that is. We should examine our souls to see if we are too weary to take care of our spiritual duties and to go to Mass on Sunday and do everything else that we need to do. We should say, are we also wearying ourselves in the way of iniquity? Lastly, there are other people that do live in sanctifying grace, and yet they still don't use their time as well as they should. And they spend their time in useless conversation and gossip and telling silly jokes and looking at Facebook and social media websites where they talk about themselves and how great they are and all this nonsense. None of this is seriously wrong, although it is very often full of very serious dangers. But still, that is time that is taken away from more serious duties, from more serious pursuits. It's taken away from time they could spend doing acts of charity, or doing spiritual reading or prayer, or learning about our faith. And there are people who are idle because of excessive television watching or excessive YouTube, which is an enormous occasion of sin. And not just, of course, of the sins of the flesh. That's a huge problem right there. But also it's an occasion of sin of sins against faith, or of being indoctrinated in liberal principles and perverse ideas and teachings which are constantly being promoted in the media, which poses a great danger both to faith and to morals. None of this means that a good Catholic can't have legitimate recreation, much less a job in order to support himself in this world. Of course, everybody needs to occupy himself with some useful work in life. Most people have to work at a job, obviously, or they have to take care of their family or have responsibilities like that. And even if someone is independently wealthy and doesn't need to do any of those things, they still have to find some useful occupation to give honor to God and to occupy themselves in some sort of good work. It would be wrong for someone to watch TV all day just because he doesn't have to worry about money. But we all have to have the right intention foremost in our minds, that our occupation, whatever it is something that is done for the glory of God and to fulfill the duties of our state of life that gives the greatest honor to God. And therefore, we should never let any occupation get in the way of our more important duties, our Sunday Mass, our spiritual reading, our spiritual life. And any time we see ourselves canceling our prayers or going to Mass on Sunday because of some other occupation, that means that we are most likely doing something wrong in our priorities. So in the season of Septuagesima, let us make a good resolution now to take advantage of the time that we have left, especially of these 40 holy days that are coming up of Lent in just a couple of weeks. And if we do that, it will obtain for us the graces to live a good, holy, Catholic life and to save our souls. And we will be grateful forever for the time that we spent on our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.